Hey guys. So a lot of people were saying, hey, it's okay if you want to skip an episode. For those that don't know, I guess you probably do know. Mac Miller died on Friday. I've been fucked up about it, and it's been really sad. And he affected a lot of people in a very positive way. He's a really sweet guy, and we were talking last week, and he was very he was game to do episode 69 of this podcast, which is it's funny that we're doing a somber intro for episode 69. But Mac was gonna be the guest on episode 69 of this podcast, and people have been like, hey, I know you're sad, you can skip the episode, I think he'd want us to record episode 69.
Yeah.
He would want us to record episode 69 of this podcast. I just want to say that, he's a really sweet guy, really great musician. He was like growing a lot, and it's a real shame. And tell your friends you love them. He was a fucking amazing dude, amazing musician. Anyway, this is gonna be a normal a normal fun episode, but I just wanted to say that up top.
Welcome, Brandon.
Hey.
The intro, the theme song's like 45 seconds, but in real time, it's been about how many hours, you think?
We recorded the intro yesterday, and then I had my show last night, and now it's the morning.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes, morning. Sometimes we gather up to pod, and it's just we don't have the pod energy.
Yeah.
The energy, we have to have a certain mood in the room.
Yeah.
A lot of pre-pod rituals. We do a lot of vocal exercises.
A lot of Kegels.
Yeah, we do Kegels. Partner massage. We do a lot of partner massage. But
wake up, Kegels and eggs.
But yeah, we recorded a whole three minutes yesterday and then waited.
Yeah, recorded the
slept
intro.
On it.
I wasn't really in the mood. To pod, obviously.
Of course.
Of course.
You're feeling a little bit better, I think.
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
The power bar isn't at 100%, but I...
Certainly.
We did, I had my show last night, and I feel better. It is hard to pod, right after your friend died.
Absolutely.
It's not ideal.
And... I mean, there were many factors. And then, I proposed skipping an episode, but you were very insistent you wanted to.
It's episode 69.
Yeah.
The show must go on. Episode 69, that's a big one. It's one of the... That's more important than episode 100.
Yeah, I was kind of... Because you're pretty good friends with Mac.
Yeah. And you were like, you were like, I get it if you want to skip it. But
well, yeah, I was actually at a certain point, I was kind of like, we should skip it. Like, we should skip it. I mean, I don't think you're in a good place to pod and stuff, but I was fascinated how adamant you were about doing this, and the aspects you were hung up on too were fascinating to me, because I was like, well, we'll just skip right to the Patreon. It'll be easier to do that. You're like, we can't have that be episode 69.
Well, episode 69 can't be behind a paywall.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast makes people feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
Got a pod. We talked about podding through the pain.
Makes some people feel worse.
Yeah, probably a lot of people. Makes a lot
some
of people feel worse.
Listen to this podcast and, you know, it puts a damper on their day. But I think for the most part, people listen to this podcast and it helps them out. They like it.
This is therapy, you know?
Yeah. This is why. Yeah,
therapist.
I don't need to go to therapy. I have a podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway,
so
yeah,
we're not skipping. It's just a little late.
Sorry. It's fine. Yeah. Last night was sick.
Yeah, I went to I went to your monthly show. I went for a specific reason. It's because your ex-girlfriend was giving a PowerPoint about your relationship.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the place packed out. You know,
I think a lot of people were there for
show.
The tea.
I think a lot of people were there to see the.
Tea spilled.
You know, they were hoping for some spilt tea.
I filmed the entire thing.
I
paid the sound guy $30 to record wave files of it directly from the mic feed.
Right.
And
did you guys talk afterwards?
Me and the sound guy?
Yeah.
Not really. I could talk about the sound guy after. I'll shit on him after. But
I respect the sound. I love the sound guy. You guys got. He was in a. He was being short because it was
short. Is we'll talk about that after. Let's
we can
focus
talk
on
about
that.
It after.
I did record. Your
you don't
want to
talk about it.
Whoa, we'll talk about it. I just don't want to distract from the point.
Sure.
The positive point is that I did record the performance, and I'll put it on Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, the full video will be on
full uncut
Patreon.
She had like a slideshow. It was
there's a
how
PowerPoint
was that for you?
About our breakup. It was fine. Yeah, I guess it was like less about the breakup, more about the relationship itself.
You were sitting on the side of the stage watching.
I was sitting.
You were like on stage with a mic.
Side stage. Me and Jamel were to the side. I feel good about what happened. It's weird that it happened for sure.
Yeah.
Usually comedians don't bring their ex-girlfriends up to do a PowerPoint, but you know, that's why I'm an artist. You know, that's why
that's your new stand-up special.
Yeah,
it's just that.
Yeah, like I'm not doing any stand-up in my stand-up special. Yeah, it's gonna be like the Drew Michael special with no audience, except it's just
the
parts. It's
the
just
girl.
The parts where he's Skyping with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's only that. It's a 1 hour long Skype call with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's the new thing
special. In comedy is to do everything. It's all about everything besides the comedy. It's not.
Yeah. I mean,
not,
I'm
no
friends.
Jokes.
With, yeah. I'm friends with Drew. So, you know, yeah. But,
I mean, I'm
not
making fun.
No, I know. There's that new, everybody's talking about post comedy now. Do you know about this? That's like
they?
A thing. Yeah,
catch me up.
Post comedy, there. It's basically there's a bunch of New York. I think like New York Mag did like a week. Did a post comedy week, where it's like comedy. It doesn't have to be funny anymore. And it's like all right, you know. It's just like some article about. It's like yeah, if like a show's 30 minutes, then it's considered a comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like comedy length.
What kind of things were they focusing in on with that?
I don't know. I think like just sort of just the era we're in now.
Yeah.
You know,
like you're talking about shows.
They were talking about like dramedies and talking about like, you know, Nanette and like that kind of thing. And, yeah, I mean, I do think one thing from like Louis's like stint at the top, like when he was like at the top and he sort of like created the trend of like, oh, it's 30 minutes, so it's a comedy, you know, like, and I love, like, Louis as a show is, you know, one of the best shows of all time.
Okay, Brandon.
But they're, that's not, I'm not endorsing any, whatever, you know, listen, whatever. But
separate the art from the artist, right, Brandon?
Yeah. but, like, there would be these entire scenes where it's just, like, Louis, like, buying meat
yeah,
or whatever.
I hated that.
Yeah, or just, like, you know, yeah, that
shit. I've joked about that on this podcast, and it's, like,
yeah.
And then there's all these spinoff shows that just do that.
Yeah, or, like,
even more.
You know, Master of None, it's, like...
Yeah, him, it'll, like, be, like, a 15-minute opening scene of him cooking at, risotto.
Looking at pasta.
Yeah, it's just, like, all right. Fucking relax.
It's called being an auteur.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, all those shows will have a scene where they're just walking and they'll see like a street performer and then they'll just start nodding along to the music and it'll be like a weird like 4-minute musical break.
Yeah, Mitra has this good like film student bit. Like she has this like character where she plays like a film student.
Oh, wow.
And she's like,
see that.
I'm an auteur. And for those of you that don't know, that means rapist. Which is
oh
great.
My god, I actually now I really want to see that because yeah. I've been thinking back so much to film school, art school,
yeah,
and just all the fucking freaks, dude.
Yeah,
all the freaks, and I'm like, I'm, you know, I'm fairly open
the
about my disdain for various like genres of people in the
sure.
art guy world, but like. Creepy photographer guy. I mean, there's, if you're a male fashion photographer, like strong chance you're a creep.
You should be on the, yeah. Like, if you have photographer on your bio, you should be on the sex offender registry.
I mean, not all, like there's certain types of photographers.
All photographers should be on the sex offender registry.
No, but I mean, mostly, you know, it's like types of guys, dude. It's just like, you know, a straight male photographer. Where all of their pictures are semi-professional models just, like, naked.
Yeah.
And where there's not even really anything else to the image sometimes.
Right.
I see a lot of guys where it's, like, I can't believe they tricked a girl into doing this. Like, these poor models. I'm sure they showed up and they're, like, damn, you don't have any kind of set or any plan for this. It's just, like, them, like, naked against a brick wall. Just, like, oh, yeah, this is my art.
Right.
Why do you have both eyes open when you're looking through the camera?
Yeah.
Why are you staring at my boobs? Very weird. Ugh. But okay, so on that topic though, I was thinking back to art school.
And when I see a brick wall, it makes me horny for stand up.
Yeah.
It makes me think about
Seinfeld opener,
I see like I see a girl in front of a brick wall, I'm like, man, I wish I was telling jokes in front of that brick wall, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I love it. I do 20 sets a night.
When you're like a freshman in art school, a really funny thing that in hindsight is much weirder than I thought it was at the time. But like, you know, your first year, you have like, no matter how good you are, you have to take like a class. It's like, okay, this is how you load a camera.
Right.
You know, like this is how you shoot film. A lot of people even at the time didn't know how to do it. So you like, you know, you have your first class. You get taught how to use the camera, and then usually they send you out for a project where it's like, okay, you guys, like you have the next day, like shoot a roll of film, get comfortable with the camera, and you know, and we'll develop it and see how everybody did. And like most people, you know, you go out and you take test shots, but so many guys would come back with like nude women photo shoots, and I just can't wrap my head around like.
Just
being
video
like,
of
being
like,
all right, hell yeah, dude. I just learned how to use this. I'm ready to fucking shoot some nudes. Like,
yeah.
I'm ready to get women to pose for me for free.
Yeah.
I'm an artist, bro.
I mean,
it's a fucking creepy practice.
If it's consensual.
Sure, but I'm just like imagining the probably MySpace messages be like, hey, I'm an established photographer and I'm working on my next series. And I would love for you to pose for me.
Right. Yeah, for free.
I did just learn to load this camera that I'm borrowing from my freshman level film studio.
Yeah.
But this is going to be beautiful work. It'll be respectable.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll be in my bed and I'll
yeah,
be sharing Olive Garden takeout together.
Yeah, what woman
I will be nude in these as
yeah.
well.
What woman doesn't want to pose nude for an 18-year-old film student?
Yeah. Well, dude, all my friends, like, in art school, all my friends, like, posed naked for other, like, usually their friends. I remember that being a thing, and I was one of the few people who didn't. I'm very glad I didn't.
Oh, posing nude?
I kind of, like, I felt, like, a prude at the time, because everybody did. Everybody people was would ask nude? Me. Yeah, people would ask me to, like, you know, be in their shoot, and I'd be like, no, dude, I'm not getting naked
they'd
for
you
on
you
the beach.
Be
like,
nude?
Why? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this is, like, a whole thing.
Like, dudes were fucking
dicks
nude?
Out. Dicks out in the, yeah.
Oh, man, wow.
Yeah, dicks, it's, like, I don't
out.
Know, caught up in, like,
dicks
very
out for
much,
film school.
Dude, art school is very much, like, a... Everybody lets loose in a different way there, you know?
Yeah.
Classic universities, you're binge drinking,
right.
committing crimes, you know? Art school is, like, exploring yourself in weird projects and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't, because, like, you think back
you're,
to...
You're
the,
yeah,
you
doing...
You think back to the goofballs you knew in freshman year, and it's like...
Yeah.
Damn, I'm glad some of those fellas don't have pictures of my dick in on 35mm film.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing... I was binge art projecting.
Yeah, I was binge creating.
I was binge creating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Binge.
So many fucking weirdos.
I'm kind
dude.
Of a binge dreamer.
Yeah, I'm a binge dreamer.
Yeah, I'm kind of a binge dreamer, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds shitty.
Yeah, art school's kind of funky. There was also a guy, I took like an advanced sexuality class. I had to take like, I don't know what type of credit it was. No, right, yeah, follow me here.
Okay.
This is funny.
Yeah.
So this class was actually really, really useful. But it did have its funny parts. So I had to, it was like senior year.
Wasn't a classroom. You were just in some guy's apartment.
No, I'm not like.
Welcome to advanced sexuality.
No, you're joking around, but it's like, I'll get to how it was almost like that. But,
oh, fuck.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was a good class. I had to take one of these classes. My options were weird. And it was like, I just decided on this one. And basically it was like. It was health class, but very adult and very advanced.
Yeah.
And only focusing on sex. What was cool is that you unlearn a lot of weird shit you like learned in high school that's kind of wrong, you know?
Right.
And
from like porn.
Yeah, or like we had this massive textbook too. It was like 3 inches thick, and in there was like sex positions and stuff too. Yeah. Like anything you wanted to know. I wish I still had it. But our teacher was like this.
Thick,
our teacher was this very relaxed guy. He walked in always looking like he just fucked and just came, and he probably did.
That rules.
Very relaxed. He had a goatee, and he was very knowledgeable. it was cool in that like you learned like a lot of weird stuff, like kind of things you just don't really know about, like getting, you know, how to not get people pregnant and like just like weird, like all any kind of like. Odd thing you heard in the past that sort of like is lingering in your brain, like false information disappears. But one guy did do, you had to do like a, like an open-ended like thesis presentation. And I did like mine about fetishes or something. You pick anything. So I talked to people who have fetishes.
Okay.
One guy had a threesome with his girlfriend and another girl and presented it about that.
What?
Yeah.
And then did he get an A?
I mean, I think we all, dude, I don't think anybody failed that class.
Everybody.
He gave a presentation about it. It was like, the girl was like a CVS pharmacist that they had a threesome with.
Oh, wow.
And he was just like talking about the experience.
What?
Yeah, he just like told
like
us about it.
Like they met her like at CVS?
I think so, yeah.
That's
It was
wild.
Like a whole thing. Dude,
that's
it
cool.
It was nuts.
I mean, by the way, you ever think about just like... like pharmacists, like they had to go to school for so, like they had to go to school is like how long do you have to go to school if you're a pharmacist?
At least 6 to 8 years.
Yeah, like you're in school for like a long time, and then you're just like, then you're just dealing with some like bullshit all the time. Like you're just, I guess you're paid all right.
Yeah,
you're paid
I was already teed up to give you the reverse to that, which
there's
is-
like.
Imagine,
but just like the psych, like the psychos at like,
oh for sure,
a Hollywood CVS,
yeah,
like you just have to deal with like, you know, some dude like with like actual shit on his shirt, just like touching things.
No, certainly
you have to be like, hey sir, you with the shit on your shirt, please,
getting like robbed,
please stop touching everything.
Those places get robbed all the time too.
Yeah,
but the reverse to that the other way of thinking is that, like, think back to one of your early, well, you didn't have one, but like a high school type job where you would just work at like Walgreens or something.
Right.
But you're getting paid $200,000 a year, you know?
Yeah.
But, and it's the same, like,
is that how much pharmacists
I think they make,
get paid a year?
They probably make that, dude. There's no way they make, I don't know, we could look it up, but
yeah,
they're crushing, dude. I'm sure. Yeah. And they're, I don't know if like their assistants make that. They definitely.
Right.
Because you don't have to have, be like that qualified. But yeah, there's all sorts of jobs like that where, you know, people are low key crushing.
Yeah, I don't know how much anybody actually makes.
Doctors make sometimes, a ton. Dentists can make like
well,
a shitload.
Well, yeah, I know doctors make a ton. But yeah, sometimes you'll just like, sometimes you'll just like hear like a friend of yours be like, yeah, man, so I bought a house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Dude, careers, man.
Yeah. And
fucking
it's like
careers, steady money.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
I mean, also it costs like
somebody should give me
you
a house.
You can't really buy a house in LA for like less than $1 million.
Right.
Which is fucked.
Yeah. Some hoodlum is like buying a house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I was like, I'm like, what?
Where's he buying it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah,
you gave him, you know, making money off those all those flyers you had him do.
I'm so mad at everybody who has a house. I want a house.
I do too.
Yeah,
it's a lot to take care of.
I'm 26 now.
You're not
man.
Ready, dude. You would hate having a house,
dude. I'm 26
you
now.
Would
I gotta,
hate having
I gotta
a house.
Get a house, man.
No way, dude.
Ugh.
I mean, think about this. You know how fun it is to get a big old check,
mm-hmm.
like. When you think about having a house, what sucks is like imagine spending like $15,000 on like fixing a floor.
Right.
Like,
no, I know.
Fuck that. I'm not adult enough for that.
I know.
Adulting. I'm not ready for that kind of adulting.
That should be a felony too, saying adulting. I want to I guess, you know. I guess like fucking mortgages are just, it's like rent, you know, paying a mortgage is just like, you know, you're just paying rent to a different man.
Hey, yeah.
You know,
it's that's a true fact.
Yeah. I just want, you know,
I'm not sure if you're delivering that to be deep.
No, I'm yeah,
just like
it's,
listing.
Somebody should just like give me a house.
Hey, you know, work on that. Try to.
Can I get sponsored by houses?
A real estate company?
Yeah.
Or like go to Remax and be like, yo, if you guys just give us a house, we'll talk about you on the podcast.
Yeah, like, no, dude, I'll fucking wear a Remax shirt. You just give me a house. I wear like a Remax shirt with like, I've got Remax on the sleeves.
Yeah.
Right? It's pocket. It's a long pocket tee. This is some Remax X Bape.
Yeah. I am kind of ready to have the lifestyle of that, though. I'm almost mentally ready of like the house lifestyle. Because if I ever bought a house, I would want to be like, I have some qualifications, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
want
a fucking house like in my neighborhood. I wouldn't want, you know, I wouldn't want to be in L.A. Mm-hmm. I would want to be very close to a Costco.
Yeah.
I want that lifestyle. I want like one day when I have a house, I want like large TV with full cable. That's a rich man tier thing. Like,
you can get cable in LA.
You can, but I was talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Is like little things that you just don't do until you're like ready for it in life.
Right.
I think having full cable is one of those. How many people do you know with full cable?
I don't know. The couple.
A couple?
Yeah.
Not
I've
many.
I got Hulu with live TV now.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I guess that's not cable.
I'm ready for, like, I'm looking forward to huge sectional couch zone, big TV, you know, huge cable package, and it's just on all the time. Like, that suburban setup.
Right.
Basement. Not
Verizon
many basements.
Verizon Fios.
I don't know. I might go more for Spectrum.
Ugh. Yeah.
You know?
I don't know about
that.
DirecTV,
even?
Yeah, you haven't experienced Verizon Fios.
Oh, okay.
VA, stand up. Virginia, you know what I'm talking about. But I have Hulu Live TV. Jamel came over to watch the WNBA Finals.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And, like, it worked out that I, like I didn't have ESPN, but I had ESPN News, and that's what that's where they were airing the WNBA Finals Game One, which is that's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful that they didn't have it on ESPN proper.
Yeah,
that they were like WNBA Finals Game One. It's on ESPN News. It's like that's like the sixth tier ESPN.
Is it? Is that how?
Yeah, but they sold out that arena. They sold those games were selling out.
Do they?
Yeah, the WNBA Finals. Maybe not like a regular WNBA game, but the WNBA Finals like do numbers.
Yeah,
I have like a newfound respect for the WNBA now because of Jamel, who is a huge WNBA fan.
Really?
Like, wears this Mystics shirt all the time right now? Yeah.
I should check it out, even though I don't watch regular basketball at all.
Yeah. You don't?
No. I don't really watch sports. Baseball sometimes.
Right.
That reminds me, this isn't really a story, but I just feel like a tidbit.
You seem like a minor league baseball guy.
Oh, I did go to some
minor
league games.
You seem like a guy, like, you go to the minor league baseball game, and there's, like, unlimited beer in, like, a certain section or whatever.
Oh, I mean...
You're just getting trashed at a AAA game.
You're tapping into one of the Turtle Wax stories that might come if I ever do a Turtle Wax episode. But
you keep teasing this Turtle Wax episode.
I would need to like find more stories, but they're just going to come up in memories. But uh-huh. Turtle Wax has always been a big sponsor of the Kane County Cougars, which is like was our local minor league baseball team. It's like where you go in. Like
single A, double A, triple A.
I don't remember. Probably triple A. I don't know.
Yeah,
but they're always a big sponsor of that. And when I worked at Turtle Wax, like it was always like, you know, a few employees would get to, if they're working, get to go to a game instead. And there's a Turtle Wax costume, and I would get picked to go to the games fairly often. And I was like, I had to be like 16 or 17, but I was drinking beers. Like they're getting me beers,
right.
Which was sick. But also, I got to be the turtle one time.
Yeah, kids drink free.
Yeah, I got to be the turtle one time and go out in the field and dance, like in the turtle costume.
Very
but there's
cool.
like a long history of like the turtles gotten in so much trouble at the King County Cougars because like every person that works at this place is a fucking rascal. Like,
okay.
If they're young, they're a fucking rascal and they've been fired from every job in town. And then you wind up there. And if you're old, that's even weirder because it's like, why are you working at Turtle Wax with these teens?
Yeah.
And when I was doing the turtle, there was like an older guy from another store who like definitely missing a tooth, like just kind of like the type of 40-year-old guy who is like too tan and tells you like filthy jokes that you kind of don't understand. You're like,
oh, yeah. The guy who I know that type of the type of guy who. I know this type of guy. Like I've told you about like when I would go to open mics at 17 and like I had never kissed a girl and I was talking to this guy, Keith the Comedian. Like Keith space D A space comedian. And he like immediately is like talking about like, you know how you gotta eat a girl's pussies. You gotta do the alphabet on a girl's pussy. Which is not even good advice.
Yeah.
But also like I was a teenager.
I was told that too as a
teen. Had not kissed a girl.
I was actually told that exact same thing.
And it
as
was
a teen.
Probably this guy, right?
Yeah. I don't think that's good advice at all.
No,
really
it's bad advice.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's that
girl's
like,
just like you're going down to the girl and they're like, are you spelling the alphabet on my
like,
vagina right now?
They would that's not a good move at all. Don't do that. That's the advice. That's like that's virgin advice. That's like that's the advice of like somebody who thinks they're good at who thinks they're killing it. But like is, you know,
I want to finish the Turtle Wax story, but like put a hard pin in that topic because I actually thought of some more stuff. OK,
but
so
as you
it
were.
Was one of these guys and we all drove there in a van and I caught this guy's vibe. Next thing I know, we're outside of the stadium and he's in the turtle costume. I learned that he was in the turtle because he like was taking pictures with people and he comes up and like. Literally, like, you might have to Google the Turtle Wax turtle for a visual if you don't know what I'm talking about. But, like, imagine a big, happy turtle, and this turtle comes up to me, and he's like, he said something along the lines of, like, did you see that one? Did you see the ass on that one? Like, talking about some mom.
Oh, no.
And, like a turtle's whispering this in my ear, like a big head. So he's, like, kind of yelling it through the turtle thing, and I was like, oh, dude, you are in the turtle? And he's like taking pictures with kids and stuff. And I was this feels so wrong. So at some point I had the opportunity and I jumped in the turtle suit. I'm like, this is better. Like, I don't need that guy to be the turtle.
Yeah.
But this, like, I learned because the stadium was like so nervous about me going out there. Yeah. And I learned the tales after that, like, basically everybody who's had the opportunity to get in this turtle costume gets out on the field and does something really fucking dumb. And the last time that they did it, the turtle just like got out there. He's supposed to throw t-shirts in the crowd, but instead he just made a beeline for the cougar mascot and just speared him, just leveled the guy, knocked off the King County Cougar mask and like, just tackled him. Yeah. And I think they got in a lot of trouble and like recently were allowed to have the turtle come back out.
Yeah.
I just went and like danced and threw some t-shirts.
So they just banned the turtle entirely because
It was like I think they're a main sponsor, so they kept letting him back. But there's like a long, long history of this turtle.
Yeah.
And then we went, I don't know, we like drank beers and stuff and I was young. My managers were like letting me drink.
Damn.
It was very cool at the time.
You gotta drop the Turtle Wax Diaries.
Yeah, we they just the like memoirs. Kinda come back to me. It was like I'll have to think about it. I did message some old employees recently and kind of was like jogging my memory.
Yeah. This is at a minor league baseball game.
Yeah, minor league baseball game.
Just fucking decked him.
Yeah. Just I think I should write a Turtle Wax show. I should work on a Turtle Wax show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like a Turtle Wax sponsored show.
Inspired show. Yeah, they would never sponsor it.
That you just reminded me the Turtle Wax that when you said that. It just reminded me that, like, my friend Moses... Have I talked about this?
No.
My friend Moses Storm worked on a... we should bring him on. He worked on, a Subway-sponsored Hulu show.
Oh, wow.
That now no longer exists. It was called The 4-to-Niners, right? It's no longer on... It's, like, no longer on the internet because, like, they took it all down after the Jared stuff. But it was this, like, sitcom on Hulu... That took place at a Subway, and Subway was funding the show, so, you know, they're not making any anti-Subway jokes, whatever. But it's, like, about kids that work at Subway after school, and there's this video where, so, like, Jared Fogel had, like, made a cameo on the show. I can't believe I haven't talked about this. He made a cameo on the show, and then they had, like, behind-the-scenes footage on like the special features or whatever, where the cast members were talking about working with Jared Fogel, and Moses was like really just trying to sell it, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, man, I'm so excited to be working with Jared Fogel, man. You know, I see him on TV all the time and it's so exciting just being there, like working with him, you know? It's like, he goes, he's like the Brad Pitt of Subway. And this footage existed online for like a very long time. No, it's you can't find it anymore because he tried to get it wiped. He got it wiped because he's like, yeah, I don't want a video of me saying that Jared Fogel is the Brad Pitt of Subway.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. The topic that I wanted to pin from what we were talking about before, I was thinking about the other day. I mean... We kind of grew up with the internet, right? We grew up with, like, shitty internet. Like, it had most of the basic functions, but just not really that great.
What years are you talking? Like
pre-HD video. I'll just keep going, and you'll totally get this.
Sure,
but like, I was thinking about, like the early days of, like, becoming sexual. And, like the guy telling you the ABCs thing, right? Okay, like pre-internet, like if you grew up without the internet, like that's all you had, right?
Yeah.
Like
it's just you, like weird dudes.
At best, you had like a weird dude or an older brother who would like tell you what you needed to know. And like, I don't even know how that worked. I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
That would have truly sucked. We kind of had it.
Yeah.
Like people today are lucky because you could just like Google what you need to know and find out the correct answer, which is wonderful, right? But in terms of like sexual stuff, I was thinking the other day, like, growing up, like, you hear about something, right? Like, you hear, like, oh, like, jacking off is like this. And you're like, okay, I know what that is now. Like,
right.
And you just try to play it cool. Oh, fingering is this. Like, you learn, like, the basics, like...
Sure.
Like, oh, like the one-sentence version of what it is. But I don't know, like, I was thinking about, like, how long did I go before I knew what, like actually it really was, right? Because the way you would find out is like watching porn or something.
Uh-huh.
But I can't speak for you, but like any porn I found was able to get when I was, you know, early high school or something was extremely pixelated and like awful.
Oh.
Right? So
yeah,
like,
I mean, I didn't have that problem.
Oh, you didn't? You had like HD?
Like I came in at like a good time.
Okay.
Like porn streaming was like very strong when I was in high school.
So like, yeah. Okay. So you have, so this is like not resonating with you at all?
No, I think there is like a generational gap slightly here in terms of just like by the time
weirdly, it's like a 2-year generational like difference of like streaming porn.
I mean, there was a lot of, you know, there was like a huge leap that happened.
Technology,
man.
Crazy. But like, I was just thinking back to like the days where like fingering or something, like you knew that it existed, but like, I don't think I really knew the point of it or like the objective for like a long time. I don't know when I,
why are people doing this?
Or like, you know that it's done, but you don't know the true purpose or like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like the end game. You never find out.
Would they like this?
Yeah. Just like, that's all you know.
Yeah.
And just like, you just kind of, you don't really know what you're doing.
Okay.
And
I'm
there's no visual, like before that, I was just thinking about like the pixelated porn. Like, dude, it was just...
Oh, dude, I actually have like a great story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
This is something that... Okay, so I'm not going to say... I'll tell you off pod.
Okay.
But this is something... A former... a podcast guest.
Okay.
Of ours.
Maybe this is Patreon material.
Somebody...
Too.
No, this is... You know, I'll tell you off pod. This is... You know, this is... I'm not going to name names, but this was somebody who has been a guest on this podcast. I was talking to a girl that had hooked up with him. And he like, they were like making out and he like grabbed her boobs for a second and like squeezed them like very like mechanically.
Okay.
And then he goes, "People like this, right?"
What?
Like he like just touched her boobs. It was like, "People like this, right?" Yeah.
That's not a laugh story. That's like a hurts inside.
No,
story.
It hurts.
Are you putting somebody on blast for this, or is they can
I'm
laugh?
Not. I'm not okay. Putting them on. Well, I didn't say their name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is very. It's hardcore cringe.
I mean, everybody's probably done some dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I was just thinking back to that like blurry era. I mean, everybody probably has their own version of it. You know?
I've definitely had. Yeah, everybody's had like embarrassing sort of.
Well, it's a combination of, for me, lack of information available.
Yeah.
Getting bad information and then like extreme peer pressure to know
getting bad intel, and then you're just being thrown in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, like you're so immature at the time that like if somebody brings up something you don't know what it is, like you're not going to be like, "Oh, what is that? Can you explain it to me?"
Right.
Like you're never going to do that. You're just like, "Huh, yeah, I know." You know?
Yeah.
I know what sex is. It's cool. Right. I was misinformed about sex twice.
You pee in a girl's butt.
Yeah. In fact, I think I was so misinformed that my mom eventually gave me the talk, you know, but I think I would have to ask her, but like, I'm pretty sure that there were probably like two false alarms where she was like, "Oh, I have to give him the talk," you know, because the first two times I was told what sex was, I think it was by the same guy, Billy Lutz.
Oh, like, no, Billy Lutz. That's such a like gross guy name.
He was cool. He like,
but Billy Lutz,
he became a cool. He got
Billy Lutz comes chowder.
He was a kid in our high school that went pro for skateboarding, like in high school.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Billy Lutz.
But he also was the guy who told me what sex was, but was wrong twice. And then I think the third time he was like close enough. But the first one, I vividly remember this. We were riding down my street on bikes. I was on pegs.
Yeah.
And he was riding the bike and his little brother was there too, I think. On a different bike, and he was like, "There's a new James Bond movie coming out, and I heard this one's gonna have more sex." And I think I was asking him, I was like, "What's sex?" And he's like, "You don't know, you idiot. It's when two people get naked and rub their boobies together."
Yeah, that's like that. that era, man. Like, I remember Catholic school, sixth grade, Holy Family Catholic Academy, Honolulu, Hawaii. There's this girl, not this girl, this dude, Matthew Gozen, maybe. And he was adamantly like, no, my parents have never had sex. Like, he was just straight up like, if you're married, God will give you a baby.
That's what I thought for a long time.
And he was straight up like, I was like, no, dude, like, your parents fucked.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, they
absolutely
didn't.
Not. My dad
absolutely
is a virgin.
Not. No, my parents never had sex.
That's disgusting.
They sleep in the same bed together. And when you're married and you sleep in the same bed together, you get a baby. And he would get so mad.
It's weird. Some of the stuff that made sense, like, at the time of so much believing wrong things, like,
yeah,
I mean, that, like, the stork mentality made sense, like, when you're a kid.
Oh,
you're like,
absolutely.
Oh, Santa Claus, you kind of just, like, he comes, okay. Like, the stork gives babies. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the boobies thing, I'm sure I brought it up to my mom, and, like, I think I probably was, like, I learned what sex is, and she was probably ready to give the talk, and then I told her, and she was like, oh, yeah, sure.
This,
like,
is very apropos for episode 69. I'm
I know,
glad,
right?
We're,
I'm allowing you to get a little... We're not horny. We're being medical.
Yeah, we're being advanced, medical. This is very medical. This is, like, the least horny pod we've done. I've, you know, so flat.
We're sex
right
experts.
Now. Yeah, I remember, no, like, in terms of, like, older kids, like, getting it wrong or, like, fucking with you or whatever. I remember one time, like, my older cousin, Michael Espinach, took me to Pirates of the Caribbean with, like, his friend who was his age.
So many sex scenes in that movie.
And they were like, yeah, dude, do you know what a chode is? And I was like, what? No. And they were like, yeah, it's like, they were just like describing a chode. And they're like, yeah, girls think it's cool when you have a chode. So that's like what I was dealing
with.
Bitch,
I have a chode.
Like, by the time when my dad gave me, like, the talk, he's never been good about talking about that kind of shit. And, like, it was, like, too medical.
Yes.
I think I don't know if I've talked about this before on the podcast.
We've talked about this topic, but this might be, like, a slightly tweaked
version.
He
used the phrase milky liquid.
I do think you told me
this. I have talked about this, right? Because he was like, yeah, so when a man and a woman have sex, a man will stick his hard penis into a vagina until a milky liquid comes out. And it's like, you did not need to use that adjective.
I'd like to think that I'll give my kids in the future a good sex talk. I don't think it has to be that weird, but I'm sure it'll be bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe I'll just, like, let the internet fuck them up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll learn fast, you know?
Yeah.
I would have much preferred that, to be able to just hit the Google and find out.
Right.
Like, to just learn.
But yeah, that's,
and then have my parents confirm it for me. Kind of.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to talk to my children about sex.
The children that don't exist yet. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Children that do exist.
Oh.
What if I had like two kids that I just never talked about?
That would be pimp.
What if I was a dad this whole time?
That'd be sick.
That'd be pretty cool.
I've had some friends that, like, I learned were parents, like, a little too long after I got to know them.
Oh, right. And you're like, oh,
wow, damn.
Yeah.
Or, like, we're married. I've had a couple people that I found out were married and are now divorced. And I was like, oh, that's a huge fact.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Billy Lutz, I think. The second time I got, like, a not great version, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was, like, close enough. But, dude, here's the thing. The boobies, rubbing boobies together, like, that was a solid piece of misinformation, because that makes perfect sense for sex scenes in 90s movies, 2000s movies.
Yeah.
Any movie, really, when they show a sex scene, which is fucking weird, by the way, like, that they even do that. I always find it weird when they, like they just throw, like, PG-13 sex scenes in a movie where that's, like,
where you can't show anything. What's
I feel
the,
like, that's kind of gone out of style a little bit, but, like, when you watch older movies, we've talked about this, where, like, in movies, they get you horny. Like, that was a thing in the 90s and 2000s.
Right.
There's, like, a scene is just like, oh, yeah, time to get horny for 5 minutes while you're watching this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, a sex scene where it's But it is just people rolling around in bed. Like, they don't show insertion or anything.
Right.
It's like heavy kissing and like shirts off. Or just like, it's usually a woman's in like the bra. Right.
Right.
And then they just like hug really tight and then just like
under
the covers.
Yeah, any sex scene where the woman is wearing a bra, it's like, just don't do it. Just don't have a sex scene.
It's odd. There's a lot of that in the night. Just like putting in 5 minutes of porn.
It'd be weird with like...
Sex sells, baby.
HBO, on HBO Girls, like Lena Dunham would get like full nude, obviously, you know? Like she would get nude every episode. But then there were actresses that didn't want to get nude on camera, like Allison Williams.
Yes.
And then there'd just be like these sex scenes where it's like her wearing a bra and it's like, that's never happened.
Yeah.
People don't have... People, you know, you don't want a contraption squeezing your boobs while you have sex. You want, you know, bra off, baby.
People like this. Right?
Every time I have sex, my girl has her bra off. I'll
Damn,
tell you
dude,
that much.
You're a fucking badass.
I'll tell you that much.
Cool guy.
I'm never having bra sex.
Bro, I've never had sex.
Yeah, man.
My parents have never had sex, dude.
That's like, I do think that is like a very cool thing to brag about, is that your parents have never had sex.
Fuck yeah, dude. But yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about that era. The whole point of that being like, when I did have access to see porn, it was so pixelated that I was getting nothing out of the situation.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing details.
Right.
You know? And then you don't like try to find out. You're too embarrassed. So
no, I know.
Good for the internet. Like you need to be able to privately.
You're from the era where you had to jack off in the woods.
You're no.
To go
I
find
was, no. We had
porno mags.
No, we had
in the
computers.
Woods. This
of
is
course.
You know this is before computers existed.
But pre-streaming, though, you had to like download videos.
Back in your day, you didn't have streaming. You had to go to the stream. You had to go to the stream and find porno rags. Yeah, that's good. That's good. There we go. I'm back, baby. You didn't have streaming. You had to go to the stream.
I think I have a tweet somewhere that's like a guy fishing in a stream that says, now this is what I call a streaming video. If not, I should tweet it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Hell
I think
yeah.
we're really onto something. Woo! Yeah!
Anyway, I was thinking back a lot on that. It's good. The internet's been done good. It's overall good. People complain about it, but
you think it's
for
overall
the most part,
good?
Overall good, yes.
I mean, yeah, no, if I didn't have online, like I'd probably just be, you know, some Virginia normie.
That'd be tight.
I'd,
what do you think you'd be doing?
I'd probably be working some like I don't even know what jobs there are.
You'd have probably been fired from like several potential careers.
Yeah. Like
for like the dumbest reasons.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I don't know. I probably would have just like completed VCU.
Yeah.
Like I was a broadcast journalism major. So what if I was like, maybe I would have been like a local news anchor.
That'd be tight.
That'd be pretty tight.
You know, I was having like kind of a sad conversation with my Fortnite DM. Just about like, I mean, pro gaming has like recently really taken off, right?
Sure.
Like Ninja, it came up because somebody was like about Ninja saying he said he's gonna like fly his family to something in like this private jet. It's just like, dude, had we known in like 2005, if we had known that like being good at a video game could like make you that much money,
right,
how differently we would have thought about things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be like pretty hardcore gaming in high school.
Yeah.
Not like I wouldn't, if I didn't stop, it's not like I wouldn't be like pro now probably.
Right.
I can't like lie to myself. My cousin though was like a freak and he stopped for some reason. I mean, he would like no question would be huge right now if he didn't stop.
Yeah.
But like it's weird.
Love,
he was like,
I love
he was like
this,
told to stop, you know.
This version of like, dude, if I kept playing football,
I
like,
know trust me, I already made that joke in the Fortnite chat. Don't
yeah,
worry.
It's the
no,
it's,
but it is like it is weird to think like, yeah, nobody could have known. There's a lot of things that like you could be. I guess it's just like if you're good at something, you should just keep doing it, no matter how dumb it is. I guess
right.
If you're like really good at something, because Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what sparked that thought, but I don't know. Like most things, most jobs that we do now, like didn't even exist when we were growing up, right? Like podcasts didn't exist. I would.
Sure.
I don't want to call this my job for my own sanity. I don't want to call this my job.
I mean, but it is
kind of is. Yeah.
Kind of is.
All my life has just been leading up to being a podcaster.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, I like that's
all training, you know.
I mean, yeah, I'm a comedian podcaster. I'm a 26-year-old comedian podcaster.
It's a side hustle.
I was once young, and now
you're old as fuck.
I'm a late 20s comedian podcaster. Is 26 late 20s?
No,
it's mid.
Mid 20s.
I'm still mid.
You're still mids.
I'm still smoking mids, but 27. That's late 20s.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm still 24. Dude, really right, 20.
You're still in your 20s. 20, just enjoy 20. Being in your 20s.
Yeah, I'm. I should just enjoy it. I'm being a bitch.
I wasn't trying to be full football guy. I felt like there was a larger point I was going to bring up, but I sort of blanked on it.
Whether you could have been a pro gamer?
I couldn't have been. But your it is cousin? Funny to think about just like all the dumb things that people make money off of now, and you just like don't really think about that.
No, absolutely. I mean.
Well, pro gaming is hilarious too because it's the people who are pros now are the ones that like, I mean, dude, gaming back in the day in the era of WoW and stuff, there was a lot of pressure to stop gaming, right? It was like, this is bad for you. You should not be doing this all the time.
Right.
The guys who are pro now are the ones, the few people who are like, yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm going to keep going. Like, I'm not going to stop. And now they're millionaires, which rules.
You know what I was thinking about? This is like, this is sort of in the same area of topics, but like just okay, so porn now versus porn, you know, however many years ago, because of the internet, because of like how we consume internet porn now, there's like this weird relationship between like the porn star and the consumer where, you know, like you can like buy a fleshlight where it's modeled after this one woman's vagina, where it's like, oh, buy this Janice Griffith fleshlight or whatever. That wasn't happening like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, people weren't like, but now people are like, I want this is, well, I guess we have like VR porn and shit also.
Yeah.
Like it's all, everybody's like a horny, dumb psycho.
So, like, a thing that people don't know, it's not done, but when I moved here, I started making a documentary about Evan Stone. He's a very famous male porn star.
Yeah, yeah, he's in the one in Superbad, right? Or no,
he's
not
in Pirates. He was a star of Pirates.
No, I know that. Oh, what do I remember him from? The fucking Randy documentary. Like the Aziz Ansari Randy shit.
Was he in that?
Well, yeah, like there's like a scene where like he shows him like putting his face on a bunch of porn.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, oh, I keep Evan Stone's face because he's awesome. And like it's like a shot of them.
Evan's like he's like big. He's like right behind Ron Jeremy. But he's like he might
legendary.
I should possibly bring him onto the podcast. I definitely should.
Do you know him?
Very, very well. Yes. I have like almost a feature length documentary shot on him. We've never finished it.
You directed it?
Me and Brandon Dermer, yeah.
Wow.
But it's still like we're still kind of finishing it. It's just been kind of like put on the back burner, you know?
Yeah.
He's had an insane life. But through that, I've like met all of these porn people in a very business setting, you know?
Sure.
Like, and I have a weird knowledge of the industry, which is funny. Like, there's a lot of people who are like porn freaks, right?
Yeah.
And then there are even like casual watchers that are like a little more into it. I'm like very neutral.
Right.
It's like it was always the process of making it was an experience that was just like bizarre.
Anthropological.
Yeah, I was like very much making a documentary. But I've like I've met like so many porn stars. And and porn not just that it's not even the most interesting part, it's more like the industry people that like aren't on camera that are just like they own porn companies and like or shoot it. I've been in a porn set, dude.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird. We'll save that for a whole episode, but what was I even bringing up? Oh, yeah. But like in talking to these people, you find out about like all the weird shit that you kind of think about, but then like it takes a minute to fully sink in. You know, like I know like first of all, like the gifts that they get bought by like these people. It's such a weird trade off, you know, because it's like some of these guys, these big fans, they buy insane gifts. Like, I know a woman who was given a horse.
What?
A fucking horse, a live horse, by a man who jerks off to her. Given a horse.
Yeah.
Some of these gifts, dude. So it's like, but at the same time, you know, like, they do these conventions these people come up and, like, meet them.
Right.
And of course it's super weird. Like, every time it's weird. They're all good about, most of them are very good about it, though. You know, they're very nice. And I've heard a lot of
did
stories.
Did you go to the convention?
I've been to the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
And that was a funny experience.
Yeah.
I've heard so many stories about people, like, crossing the line, you know. It's interesting where the line is.
Right.
But that's kind of, you know, it's scary. It's like
crossing the line, how, like, just
like stalkerish, you know, or like a lot of guys thinking that they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing, like buying them things, you know, they're like sending them stuff.
Right.
And then guys who think that, like, oh yeah, we're dating now because I gave you this stuff.
Yeah.
But once again, like, the internet's helped with that to an extent, like making things, like, a little easier to do. Like, I know a lot of, like, porn people have, like, Amazon wish lists or something where it's like, you could just do it. It's, like, very transactional. Like, I don't even know if they know who sent it to them.
Right.
Guys just, like, enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
The horse, though, is fucking bananas.
That's wild.
I could go... We'll do a whole episode about this.
Yeah.
Also, it's one of those things where it's, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff in the doc that might come out one day, so I don't want to spoil too many things.
Right.
But one interesting little tidbit is that it's kind of known, but I don't know if people know the extent of, like, how much, like, porn, the internet exists because of porn. Like, just straight up. That was one of the first things on the internet, right? But porn really pushes all technology forward. And I think, like, there's a lot of pieces of technology that were first used for porn that you would never expect. For instance, 3D cameras. Like, right now we're seeing, like, VR is kind of still being worked out. But, like, VR porn became a thing immediately.
Yeah.
And, like, those guys in the industry are, like, pioneering VR. Like, they're figuring out the technology to make porn out of it.
I love the idea of a bunch of guys in a room in Silicon Valley, like, how do we use this to jack off?
Yeah.
Every time
there's so much money in the industry.
Yeah.
But Evan has a crazy story about, like the first digital 3D camera. They, for some reason, tested it. Like, they gave it to a porn director to test. And it's, like, a huge... This was a long time ago. This is, like, a huge thing. And I've been trying to track it down. But, like, basically, for some reason, they decided to do the camera test for this brand new 3D camera. And it's Evan Stone. He's riding a horse. And he's, like, just, like, riding through the woods in 3D. And then he gets off and, like, looks around. And then there's a girl by the tree. And he starts fucking her.
Nice.
And it's, like, a camera. Like, this exists somewhere. Like, the earliest 3D.
3D nut?
I don't know if they even got to the nut. But he, like...
Mm.
Oh, no. It's just a great... I've been trying to find, like, it. Like, where this, like, awful footage is.
Well, yeah. Because, like, that's the best part about, like, bad 3D is the, like... Whoa!
Yeah.
And it's, like, the, like, hand reaching out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How about 3D nut?
Yeah.
How about 4D nut?
Mm-hmm.
How about the fucking... How about a 4D porn experience? You're in a room. You're getting, you know... somebody's spitting on you.
We need to finish that doc.
Yeah. You should finish that doc.
It's good. He has a crazy life.
Yeah.
Like, one of the craziest stories. It's about him. It's not really about porn.
Right.
But he's a...
It's about the man.
He's like... He's interesting because
the
he's like...
Man.
He's four... He has the energy and personality of four people. Like, I've never met somebody that intense. If we bring him on the pod, which we should, actually, it'll be a fucking insane episode.
Yeah.
I promise you, we will have no breaks, and he will talk for 2 hours without stopping.
I love it.
And at best, we'll be getting in a couple words of, like, wait, what? No, wait, no, what? What are you talking about? It'll just be him talking.
Bring him on.
It's a fucking crazy...
Get him in here.
Anyway, we should probably wrap it up for the week.
Oh, yeah. Do you need to get to your haircut?
I'm going to get a haircut, and we're going to record another Patreon episode after this, right?
All right.
Also, I'm going to put... I'll probably wait like a day, but I'm going to put up the, maybe I'll do it later today, but I'll put up the slideshow from last night in full, the full video on the Patreon.
Are you
going to
put that up today?
I could put it up today.
Okay. Yeah, that'll go up today. Patreon.com/yeahbutstill. Next week, Friday through Saturday, September 21st through the 23rd, I'll be in Las Vegas at Life is Beautiful, the music festival. And then the 27th, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. And October 4th, I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv. And October 14th is the next satellite show in Los Angeles. And then in November, we're going to be doing a bunch of live pods and shows and all that.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Feel it a little, feel it a lot. I'm swimming a bit, but deeper in thought. Keeping my head on top of my shoulders. Into some shit, I'm out of the box. This the level I'm on. Need it all right now and forever is gone. Baby, the weather is strong. Whether it's hot or cold, we're coming knocking on your door. Well, I'ma maintain how I'm staying so high. Put the ladder all the way up till we touching the sky. And you know you're dead wrong, you in love with a lie. All I wanna do is free your mind. We don't see no lines, we don't color inside. It's a very small world, we don't fuck with the size. Yeah, see the bigger picture when it's beneficial. Loving how it fits, you blow the whistle when you run out of time. Yeah. Waking up, I open up my eyes. Do you mind if I blow your mind? A little closer, baby, don't be shy. Why you worried that it's gonna be fine? I guess that kind of day is really all I'm trying to say. We don't have a lot of time to waste. Somehow we gotta find a way. Somehow we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes. I know I feel so good right now. But it all come falling down when the night meets the light, turn to day. I wouldn't wait forever, just shoot your shot. We don't need no more, no extras. We all we got. Lights flickering, hitting the right switches. I'm living this life different and missing the flight. Bullshitting. I had a plan to change. You can't stand the rain. Little delay, but I came and you cool with it. I don't trip, flip, or lose my grip. And I don't know it all, but I do know this. Before you know me, better know self. I've been in this shit so long that it don't smell. I turn a hotel to a castle. Living like a king for a grand. I don't do nothing that's a hassle. Besides, even that castle made of sand. Just might slip into the sea. Fuck it all if it all ain't me. Maybe we inside the maze. Somehow we gotta find a way. Okay. Somehow we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes. I know it feels so good right now. But it all come falling down. When the night meets the light. Turn the day. I wouldn't wait forever. Just shoot your shot. We don't need no